Images and text, Glades. Image 1 of 3, armadillo. Description, an armadillo perches on a log with grass in the foreground and background. Its pointed face and broad, round body are covered in thick gray armor mottled with light markings. Atop its head are round ears turned outward. Lines across its back show where its armor is divided into layers. One foot with three sharp toes peeks out from under the armor at its shoulder. Caption, armadillo. Credit, Alan Carey, photo researchers. Image 2 of 3, prickly pear cactus. Description, a plant with flat, round, green leaves covered in short, sharp bumps protrudes from rocky ground, topped by a round yellow flower. Caption, prickly pear cactus. Credit, Michael Godomsky, photo researchers. Image 3 of 3, collared lizard. Description, a colorful lizard, viewed from the side, appears to be crawling into the brochure, with the prickly pear cactus image in its background. Its head is olive green with a lighter color under the chin. Starting at the neck, the colors shift to light green, dark green, and red stripes, giving way to a dark green back and arms with light colored spots. Its visible left front foot is bright yellow and ends in sharp claws. Caption, collared lizard. Credit, rabbit photography. Related text. Dry rocky areas on hilltops, known as glades, are much like deserts with bare rock and gravel exposed to the harsh summer sun. Glades require periodic fire to keep them open and check vegetation. Plants and wildlife here are desert-like too. Cracks in the rocks might harbor just enough soil for a clump of grass, a prickly pear cactus, or a few cedar trees. A collared lizard may use a rock to watch its territory or find its next meal, perhaps a scorpion or a tarantula. Watch for armadillos, they run fast on those short legs.